Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome in to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show on this Friday night. We are locked and loaded over the next 2 hours. We've got another outstanding lineup, tons of NBA talk this weekend. But first and foremost, we're going to kick off the program with an early preview for Saturday's Arizona Cardinals and the Packers. We're going to pull back the curtain just momentarily, give a quick recap as the Cardinals, they enjoyed a bye this past weekend after spending a week preparing and resting up. And of course, Green Bay with their big win in the wild card round to beat the Redskins. And of course, the winner meets the Panthers and the Seattle Seahawks next Sunday for the NFC Championship. Anxious to catch up with our next guest out of Milwaukee, Tom Pippins from Fox 6 Television, who I'm sure he's tempted to relocate down here to Houston, Texas after surviving these 30-degree temperatures. I mean, it's got to be so cold up there right now.
It is. We cheated death, as we were saying before the show, Big E, and we're paying for it now. But you know what? When I'm with you and the listeners, to use an expression from our old friend, was it Dick Vitale or Keller Alvis on the basketball? You know what? I feel like a diaper dandy, smooth as a baby's bottom and just as explosive.
Oh, I love it. Dickie V is certainly one of our favorites. Okay, so talk to me about, everybody's anxious about this matchup with the Cardinals and the Packers. I mean, what are your thoughts? What intrigues you the most about this divisional roundup matchup?
Well, if I may take a step back, Biggie, after 10 games of moribund offense, just mysterious.
Yeah.
Obviously, Jordy Nelson hasn't been there since he tore the ACL in August. James Jones has come in and done a great job. But between Aaron Rodgers missing throws, receivers, slow receivers, not getting separation, an offensive line banged up, it's really been difficult. And yet, leading into the Washington game, Rodgers led the charge saying, you know what, we feel we can flip a switch. We feel good about where we're at. And all of a sudden, they score on 5 straight possessions after a slow start in D.C., FedEx Field there in Landover, Maryland, and they win that game 35-18. So I think at this point, they're feeling good about themselves. There's renewed confidence. Rodgers was only sacked once, even though J.C. Treader had to play left tackle for David Bakhtiari, who's had the ankle issue and it missed 3 games now, and it may be 4. Treader may have to stand in, the former Cornell player who was slated at one time to be the Packers center, and then he got hurt, and Corey Linsley took the job. Very athletic, though. So I think that's the key. They've got to be able to protect Rodgers if they want to avoid that 30-point loss that they experienced not more than a couple weeks ago or so now, going on 3. And I think the other thing is, you know, keeping him upright. They had the 8 sacks, only 1 against Washington. Difficult situation for the Pack, and that Davante Adams is unlikely to play, as we're speaking on your show on Friday, because he hurt his knee, sprained the knee when a teammate, Richard Rodgers, a tight end, fell down on him after a catch. He was really emerging the last couple of games after a sophomore slump, which to some degree has something to do with injury. I think if they can get Sam Shields back, he's been in the concussion protocol since the Cowboys game. So your best corner, you need him against all the weapons that the Cardinals sport. And I think it's going to be a real tough task. I think the Packers have to play their best game in every way. I think they have to put a lot of pressure on D. They've been terrific. 6 sacks against Kirk Cousins. They've got to find a way. Now, Washington 0-4 against winning teams, if you count the Packers. This Arizona team may be the best team in the NFC. Can the Packers do it? I think they can. It may come down to the last play if they can play up to their standards. And I think with that renewed confidence, the defense has got to get after Arizona, because they have an awful lot. Carson Palmer will kill you with the weapons he has if they can't put pressure on it. It'll make it that much more difficult on the back. So, yes, I think they have a chance, but I think Aaron Rodgers is going to have to play out of his mind and be his MVP self. And we saw signs of that in their wild card win.
He is back, Tom Pippins from Fox 6 Television out of Milwaukee. And so as I hear you kind of break down how that game played out against the Redskins, do you have the belief, or do you hold the belief, that the Packers team, that they have, they've got their mojo back, that they've rediscovered their magic? Because I have to tell you, in postgame watching that, I loved Mike McCarthy. I mean, he said, playoff victories are special, each and every one of them. I mean, he was amped up.
Absolutely. And they said, look, this is a new season, a lot of negativity outside the locker room. And they responded to it. They got sick of negative questions. Biggie, we're so spoiled here. I mean, even in a down year, quote unquote, you still win 10 games and you're going to the playoffs for a franchise record seven straight years. Mike McCarthy has more wins than St. Vincent himself, the great Vince Lombardi.
Yeah.
So we certainly are spoiled here. There's been a lot of talk, why doesn't general manager Ted Thompson do a little bit more to help out the team, get a tight end maybe who's a little bit more dynamic? Would it be nice to have a Jordan Reed, for instance, the great talent for Washington, and we saw that. But I do. I think they do have this. So the intangibles are there, and I think they feel that they can get it going. I think you saw Rodgers after a slow start. He overthrew an open Cobb. He's been doing a lot of that this season. I think he just relaxed a little bit. Maybe his mechanics came into play, and he said to himself, "You know what? I'm just gonna air it out there and see what happens with these guys. I've got to learn to trust them. I can't do it all by myself." And so to answer your question, it's a great one as always. I think that this is why the Packers cannot ask to go into a situation any better. Now, on the other hand, when you've got to go play a team that just beat you by 30, yeah, you have to wonder where you're at. But let's not forget that Seattle went into Arizona the following week and clipped the Cards by 30 points. So, you know, who's to say? Carson Palmer is 0-2 in playoffs. He hasn't had much experience in winning playoff games, has yet to do that. Maybe it'll happen. Maybe it'll be a romp. Maybe they'll get through and end up with Carolina, perhaps this season, the two best teams. But, hey, I wouldn't rule out Packers of Seattle at Lambeau Field for all the marbles. You just never know. That's what makes it so fun.
You know, you mentioned talking about the Cardinals' beatdown on Green Bay. Why were they able to dominate that game?
Well, what happened was, Big E, they were down 10-0, and they were driving. And then Aaron threw, and he's done it a few times, two or three times in three games, which is most unusual for him. Now, again, this is a season where he had 31 touchdown passes and 8 picks going into playoffs, and everybody's complaining. He had about 3,800 yards, but very unlike him. He threw an interception. So they had a chance in the end zone to James Jones. It was picked off. So instead of 10-7, now you get Arizona with the ball. They come down and they score. So they're up 17-0 at the half. And then the turnovers. I talked about the 8 times that Rodgers was sacked. There were 9 overall after McCarthy finally pulled him mercilessly. I think it was late in the third quarter. He didn't want to leave, but enough is enough. He was really suffering a beatdown. But he turned the ball over a couple of times. You may recall Arizona picked up his fumbles and ran into the end zone. So at that point, it was a blowout, and they couldn't run many of the plays that they had in the install because they got so far behind. So there's no way that they can afford to turn over the ball against Arizona. And yet, as you say, they feel good about themselves. They showed us some things on offense we haven't seen in weeks. The defense is playing championship-level football. I'm not saying they're the best.
What about the special teams?
In the league. Special teams have been solid, Big E. Now, last year, remember the debacle in Seattle? It's one of the reasons that the special teams coach lost his job.
Slocum.
Sean Slocum. And
yeah.
Ron Zook has taken over, exactly, and done a good job. They've been solid, not great. They have had a gaffe or two here or there, but overall I'd say they've been solid, and I think that's made a big difference, too. So you're looking for all the positives from the green and gold perspective, and I think those are a few of them to take in to the Saturday night kickoff at University of Phoenix Stadium.
That's right, 8:15 kickoff set with the Cardinals and the Packers. As we get ready to close out our segment, I wanted to get your takeaways on the news, the relocation of the Rams. It certainly has, there's a lot of emotions in regards to this decision and the NFL owner's approval to move the Rams back to Los Angeles.
Exactly, and of course I'm not privy to all the dealings, but it just seems as if a man with a lot of money and Kroenke, I think he did a disservice to St. Louis. Now, you can say that any time a team loses, you feel badly for the fan base, but you have to understand that this is a St. Louis fan base that has supported that team, and they haven't had a winner, Big E, since 2000.
What a great way to kick off tonight's show with Tom Pippins from Fox 6 Television in Milwaukee. Enjoy the game on Saturday, and go Packers, right?
Big E, you betcha. Hopefully all the way. We don't get much time off when they keep winning, but I'll take it if they can get out there to Super Bowl 50 in Northern California. And like I say, there's always a pep in my step when I'm with you. You know, I love you dearly. You're the best in the biz. I'm a little biased, and your listeners are awesome, too. So thanks for another privilege of being with you.
Thank you.
And a happy and blessed New Year. Talk to you.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead right here in hour number one at YSR. Stay close.